Good morning.
It's so weird. I was calling you and then I saw your email come up literally right when I was dialing.
Okay.
I was calling to follow up and then I just saw you. So what is this?
That's the letter. That's the receipt of the agreement where there is an agreement between Philly Connection, the franchise, Joe and myself. I don't know if you can use that, but unless you call Philly Connection with the address and the phone number for Joe Pollock, and he'll tell you the percentage on there. But I don't know why are we having such a hard time with this account, because it's not the credit issues that you're looking at.
All right, so I can ring up your account. It's obviously, it's not in my power to make the credit decision. Let me bring up one. Do you mind if I read through this? I've got you on the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
So
I think
go
if you need to do verification, maybe you guys can send over verification of the 90/10 or something like that. Philly, they are aware of it.
I
And
don't hold on. Get you 49. Give me one second. Do you mind if I read through this so I can ask you any questions? Okay.
I mean, it's recorded with whoever, so I'm seeing you.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a franchise agreement. Okay. Gotcha.
You got the franchise disclosure. It's been recorded. It is what it is. So it's not like there's nothing there. We've got to get the refrigerator and freezer. I got a quote for them, so I've got to either finance them or do something.
Okay.
Do you need to speak to Joe? Maybe that's the problem.
No, it's not that. It's not me speaking to anyone. This underwriter, they're not a budging person. It's not like if I thought putting him on the phone, Karen, would help, I would.
I
So,
understand.
okay.
And the bank statement I realized was missing a couple of pages, so I sent them back showing, it's not like there are no assets or anything like that, and you can verify that if you need to as well.
So, I think so. Let's just bring this up. Give me a second. Give me a second. You know I'm trying. Obviously I am. Just I can also you can patch or Joe patch through the underwriter. I just don't think you're gonna get anywhere with them. I'm more than happy to have you get on the phone with their department. I just don't think you will. So
I don't think it
give me. I'm sorry.
either. I said I don't think it is either because you have more experience than I do, and I'm sure that your knowledge is a little bit better.
Okay. So let's read through this operating agreement. All right.
The operating agreement is so thick and huge. I mean, it's like over 200, 300 pages.
I guess this is the question that they're not understanding, and I'm going to try to see if I can get it out from you. The operating agreement for companies community, do you have that in front of
I don't.
Yeah.
Hold on. And you know what? Let me get the accounting office on the phone with us. That's Efat Walker and Associates. Let me see if she's available. Give me a second. We
Sure.
do have accounting. Hold on.
Reuben.
Yes.
Okay, I have Ms. Walker on the phone, and she's with Walker & Associates. This is our accounting firm, and she.
Hi there.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You as well.
Reuben had some questions about that operating agreement that you completed for us.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you can't go through it all right now because you're headed to a meeting.
I'm actually about to step into a meeting right now, so I cannot go over it at this time.
Okay, what would be a good time for us to talk about it later on today?
It would have to be about 4 o'clock, in the around 4 o'clock. If not today, then tomorrow would be better.
We really need to, because he has some questions about it that we need to answer so that they can see.
Honestly, I don't want to push anyone. It would take me 45 seconds if you got 45 seconds.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So
have it in front of me, so. Mm-hmm.
No, not a problem. I'm not holding you anything. When the file was submitted, we had some different ownership structure, and that was submitted, mm-hmm. I think, to us in 2000, I think, like a few months ago, probably around July or so. What I don't understand is when it was initially submitted, we didn't have Joe on it, but the operating agreement now says that as of January 1st, Joe owns the company. So when we submitted it, he wasn't an owner, but now he is. But the agreement is dated not as of a recent change, but it's dated as of January mm-hmm. this year, which I don't understand.
Okay. Well, see, anytime we provide anything, we provide based upon what the information that we've been provided with. So we can only base anything that we complete is based upon what information we've been provided with. And again, I don't have it in front of me to even say, hey, this was supposed to be this time. So it has to be based upon what we were provided with from the client.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. I think that answers it. I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Karen, are you still with me? Thank you. Karen, are you still with me?
Yeah. Can you hang up and call me right back, please, so we can clear the line?
Sure. You got it. Bye-bye.